It's a sunny day in June. Craig is 18. Grandpa, 79. Grandpa has retired, but still works all day, every day, on the farm. Craig is working on the farm, too, before starting Beloit College in the fall. Daddy has teamed him up with Grandpa to be Grandpa's man Friday on whatever project Grandpa wants to do. Today, Grandpa's project is to make water run uphill. They're down in the pasture where the Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Paul, and Pacific, or the Milwaukee Road, railroad tracks go by. Alongside the railroad bridge over the creek, there is a concrete underpass in the railroad embankment for cows and machinery to go through to the fields beyond. The floor of this underpass has filled with water and sludge. When the cows come through it, they get muck halfway up their legs. Grandpa does not like his cows coming up to the barn with dirty legs. He's hitched a long scoop bucket, called a slip, to the one horse left on the farm, Barney. Barney is old, too, and blind, and retired, except when Grandpa finds a job for him. Grandpa and Craig position the bucket in the muck. Each holds onto and presses down a handle. There's one on either side. Grandpa speaks to the horse. Old Barney plods. Grandpa grunts. Craig wrinkles his nose, and mud and water are scooped uphill. But the grade is a long one. And when they dump the bucket midway up, muddy water flows back down into the underpass. Well, Craig can't see how they are any ahead. The next rain will fill the underpass up again anyhow, no matter how clear they get it now. He can think up a dozen ways of doing the job better than Grandpa's way, most of them more ambitious than he feels. Siphons, drains, canals. His main thought is, why do the job at all? Why not just let the cows have dirty legs? He and Grandpa, after several hours at this job, have much more than legs that are dirty. Gradually, however, the underpass clears. Enough water soaks into the hill that after repeated trips, the end of the job is in sight. Craig and Grandpa sit down on the bank of the creek for a well-deserved break. Barney lowers his head and crops grass. Grandpa takes out his blue farm bandana, wipes his face. The sun shines warm. The creek swirls and eddies beneath their feet. Craig has been thinking ahead to college, to life. He's been active in the Methodist Youth Fellowship at church. Now Reverend Crissell has been urging the ministry. Craig motions for Grandpa to hand him his pencil and paper. I have often heard, Craig writes, how you left the ministry for the farm. But I've never heard how you decided to be a minister in the first place. Well, Grandpa studies the paper. Craig rolls onto his elbow and nibbles a grass stem. Grandpa folds the paper, puts it back in his pocket. He ponders before he talks. My family were religious people, he says. And I was raised to be God-fearing, and Bible-reading, and church-going, he goes on, telling Craig about what it was like to be a boy on the farm, about his father's death, and his mother's hopes for him. He tells how he felt drawn to the service of the Lord, but that he was uncertain that this was God's plan for him. He had had to drop out of high school, and already he was older than other college students. He spent much time in thought and prayer as he worked the land, wrestling with the problem. And finally, one evening, says Grandpa, turning and twinkling at Craig, I went up a hill, and I stood there, looking at the sky, communing with the Lord. And I shouted out loud, Lord, what am I to do? Give me a sign. Craig is strongly interested. He indicates this by his face and eyebrows and asks with his voice, And did he? Grandpa nods and chuckles. He did. There in the clouds, I made out the letters P.C. Huh? Preach Christ. That was my sign. I knew now what it was that the Lord wanted me to do. And so I left the farm and went to the university. Craig sits up and reaches for the paper again. How awful for you, then, he writes, when you finally got to be a minister, to lose your hearing and have to leave, for the Lord to take away from you the very thing he'd told you to do. Didn't it make you doubt him? Grandpa studies Craig's words, almost imperceptibly nodding and nodding his head. Yes, it was hard, he says at last. And I spent many months thinking and praying and agonizing. And finally, in great torment, I went up on another hill, and I stood there looking at the sky, and I shouted out, Lord, what am I to do? Give me a sign. And there, in the clouds, I again made out the letters P.C. Craig looks puzzled at Grandpa. Grandpa's face breaks into laughter. He laughs so hard, he can hardly talk. His eyes disappear. And it came to me. It came to me that I'd perhaps misunderstood the Lord the first time, and that all along he'd been saying to me, plant corn. Craig and Grandpa whoop. Grandpa rolls back on the bank and kicks his feet in the air like a colt.